KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Tom Trowbridge. Yesterday, while reporting on District 46 State Representative Carl Trujillo, I erroneously stated that Trujillo was in the middle of his second term. Wrong. Trujillo's in the middle of his third term. He took office in 2013 and is now in his fifth year in the legislature. Sorry about that. So, when asked about his accomplishments in the legislature, he pointed to several issues he spent a lot of effort on.
One of them is, years back, with Senator Peter Wirth, we extended the sustainable building tax credit, and what that did is it incentivized individuals to build homes that were more energy efficient. And so, as I mentioned, incentivized means that they would get a tax credit off their tax liability with the state, and we have now become the number one in the country as far as building energy-efficient homes.
Another issue Trujillo's worked on is improving New Mexico's high-tech infrastructure to foster the environment for broadband for all New Mexicans. He's also worked on enhancing anti-DWI efforts through grant funding aimed at education and prevention. And Trujillo has attempted, unsuccessfully so far, to establish a low-cost spay-neuter fund to lower the state's soaring pet euthanasia rate and save taxpayers money.
Another one is I sponsored the minimum wage bill this year. We got it through both the House and Senate and got up to the governor's office. I did not see the light there, but I feel like we've been stuck at the same minimum wage for many, many years now, and I thought it was time.
Legislative committee-wise, Trujillo, a Democrat, is vice chair of the House Taxation and Revenue Committee. He's also a member of the House Business and Industry Committee. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.